Thousands of people, mostly young, are marching through lower Manhattan, through the canyons around Broadway and Nassau Street. It started at Foley Square.
I heard the demonstration. I figured I'll come and join it. I was working upstairs and I heard all the chanters and I said, let me come down and join them.
And this is Sam Himmelstein.
I've been wearing this sign for 2 days now. Resist Trump. I wear it everywhere. I wear it on the subway. We're in a fascist regime.
And what type of work do you do?
I'm a tenant lawyer, but I'm scared as shit. This is my third demonstration this week. Tomorrow will be my fourth. This is different. This is like nothing we've seen in modern times. It's right out of the Goebbels handbook, and we've got to do everything we can to stop it.
We're now heading down to Wall Street. I see the stock exchange in front of us. Here we are in front of a Federal Hall National Memorial across from the Stock Exchange.
Standing
with a long banner along the way to the Stock Exchange.
Yes.
That says refusefascism.org.
I am Sister Shirley from the forgotten borough of Staten Island. Trump and Pence, they're part of a fascist regime and they're illegitimate, and I have to be out here. Because we're not going to accept his presidency. He's not our president. They have us on lockdown on Staten Island. Staten Island voted 85% for Trump. And so we have to stay here and have unity. Because the powers that be, they don't want us to have unity. And fortunately, that's the only thing that he was good for, bring us all together. It was like back in the days we used to say, you know, we're going to go for the lesser of the two evils, right? But right about now, we have one who's cancer and the other one who's HIV. We don't want either one of them, period. We need to have a revolution, okay? And bottom line, it's going to take a revolution because this system is not broken. It's working exactly the way it was supposed to work.
Well, there are two NYPD officers, three, guarding the statue of George Washington in front of the Federal Hall.
This is what democracy looks like.
I'm a teacher, and I can't go on with my career knowing that this man is in power. I can't be in classrooms knowing that this man has been a bully and he's broken so many laws and he's said the most terrible things and say that if you work hard, you could be like this man. He proves everything that we teach to be untrue, and it's not okay.
Would you like to give your name?
Danielle.
I know that you have some Red Cross. Are you medics?
Yeah.
Can you tell me something about what you're doing?
If there's police violence where somebody who can get into areas that EMS won't necessarily go into for safety reasons and either move injured or medically endangered people somewhere safer to EMS or help them in place when quite often the police won't or the police are harming them. So that's kind of why we're
What
here.
Training have you had?
I personally have EMTB training from a few years back. Other than that, we all trained together.
Have you been needed today yet?
No, thankfully. But we're ready.
Their body, their choice.
Paul Ryan!
Fuck Mike Pence! All right! Every day we will fight Donald Trump!
All night! Every day!
We will fight Donald Trump!
All night! Every day!
We will fight Donald Trump!
Black lives matter!
Black lives matter!
Black lives matter!
Black lives matter!
I'm here as a former student organizer. Now I just participate, just looking for ways to contribute. And the number one goal is to be able to understand it. Some people's opinion of this coming administration is that it's going to be much like the Reagan era, where, especially in like the black community I grew up in, Reagan was the Antichrist. He was the second one after Hitler, according to like the mythos. You know, so now we have like another one according to everybody now. So I'm just trying to like figure out how bad everybody thinks it's going to be. Also, I'm trying to understand if this is the most effective way that we have to mobilize. I don't think that protesting is a bad idea. I think it's important for us to be together in this way. but I'm sure that there are more effective ways to produce concrete changes, especially over the next 4 years. Like, we can't just wait for another candidate to show up and then become the saving grace that'll like undo everything. Maybe I'm being overly prideful and like feeling like I'm educated in a way where I listen to people and think about what they're saying and try to consider the implications of the subjects they bring up. But I didn't hear anything of substance in terms of like what he's going to do. It's just more rah-rah and feel good, but I do have the understanding that the translation to other people, especially his supporters, is much different than that of my own. So I hear complete crap out of his mouth, but some people understand him in a way that I would really like to know, you know? I usually try to talk to older people who've seen more than I have. Jonathan Saxton. I grew up in Rochester, New York. I live in Brooklyn now.
I see you have a Bernie Sanders sign, which is why I stopped to talk to you.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to know what you think of Bernie now and why he and no other Democrats, but not even Bernie, stood up to challenge the election in the Senate when the black representatives in the House tried to challenge the election, and they just needed one senator.
Oh, did they?
And they didn't get a single one, or the whole thing would be different now.
I honestly believe all senators should have taken a stand against the certification of the election on the grounds of Trump losing the popular vote. Look, Bernie Sanders is not a perfect person. He is, in my view, the best that we have. Are there areas where Bernie Sanders should have stood up more? Absolutely. And I think that he and Elizabeth Warren and every Democrat in the Senate has to take responsibility for any time they do not stand up for what is right. Politicians see the light when they feel the heat. So on issues like this, they have to be challenged. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, you know, Bernie Sanders is some perfect politician, and that's a perfectly legitimate criticism. I think that there should have been a push from senators, electors, to vote against Trump. And in fact, there was no push, and more electors ended up switching from Hillary to, you know, other candidates, Ron Paul, Bernie, than anyone voting away from Trump. So on issues like that, I think Democrats dropped the ball, but I do think Bernie is, right now, in terms of the opposition to Trump, I think he's doing the best job.
And what's your name?
Joey Yannatelli. I was an organizer and student coordinator for Bernie Sanders, actually.
Where?
Arizona and New York.
I'm a Green Party person, so of course I see it a little differently than some people. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, and I would not have wanted her to be my president, and I would have worried just as much as if she had been the president. So I see a little bit of a problem when people think that it's all about, oh, just get rid of Trump and all our problems will be solved, because it's really the system. The system created Trump, and the Democrats and Republicans are both responsible for that system. If people's activism is only about hating Trump and criticizing Trump, we're in big trouble. I think people have to realize that it's about the system, and it's that system change is needed. They need to see that you cannot change the system inside of either corrupt party. And in fact, voting the lesser evil brought them Trump. And I hope they make those connections. And the Green Party is going to help them try to do that.
What's your name and where are you from?
Daniela Liebling from Brooklyn.
So what is the Green Party doing?
Well, one of the things we're doing really soon is a Voting Justice Now forum with Jill Stein and Greg Palast, which is going to be report back from the recount and all of the problems that they found when they did the recount and how we need to change the system in order to get real election integrity in our country.
They're both going to be there in person?
Yes, they're both going to be there in person. It's on February 2nd from 7 to 9 at the Park Slope United Methodist Church at 6th Avenue and the corner of 8th Street. And you can go to Green Party of Brooklyn website to get more information.
Mitchell Cohen, WBAR Radio in New York.